we're seeing significant evidence of a change in climate. If we just take our temperature, all of Australia has experienced warming over the last 50 years. We're warming in every part of the country during every season. And as each decade goes by, the records are being broken. Our records of the 70s were broken in the 80s, in the 80s broken in the 90s. And we're also seeing fewer cold days. In rainfall, something that's of course very important to this country, we're seeing substantial increases in the rainfall in northern and central Australia. But most importantly, where Australians live, on the south and eastern and parts of Western Australia, we're seeing a substantial decrease in rainfall. Our oceans are something that we track a lot, and for a really good reason. Our climate change is about heat. It's about how that's changing. And, of course, our oceans surrounding our land is one of the most important parts of how our heat is stored. In fact, it stores most of the heat that we see. So we look at the surface temperature as a measure of that. And what we've seen is our surface temperatures have been increasing. So we're seeing some very significant long-term trends in Australia's climate.
So given these observations then, what's your response to those who suggest that the planet isn't warming?
Well, I think we can certainly look at the long-term trends, and any event here or there or a storm here or there really doesn't explain away what we're seeing in these major long-term trends. As I mentioned in the temperature, these trends that we're seeing consistently over the decade. So we're seeing very good records over those decades. We're also seeing consistency. I think the consistency between our temperatures, what we're seeing in our rainfall, what we're seeing in the increase of carbon dioxide and methane in our atmosphere, and of course what we're now seeing in our oceans. So it's not just one measurement that's telling this, it's our observations and science that we're seeing in many areas being consistent.
So how much is man-made climate change then contributing to all of this?
Well, we know two things. We know that our CO2 has never risen so quickly. We're now starting to see CO2 and methane in the atmosphere at levels that we just haven't seen for the past 800,000 years, possibly even 20 million years. We also know that rapid increase that we've been measuring was at the same time that we saw the Industrial Revolution. So very important connection between those. We're also seeing these major changes that we're now seeing in the climate, in our oceans, etc., at the same time. So it's very likely that these two are connected.
So therefore, what's your response to those sceptics who are saying that CSIRO and scientists who are witnessing these observations and talking about these observations, what's your response to them when they're saying that you're wrong?
Well, I think whenever we're coming to grips with a very complex issue as a society, every time we've done that, we should challenge, and we do challenge, and it brings us back to our observations. It makes us relook at what are we really seeing. It makes us ask those questions. So I think challenge is simply part of coming to understand an issue, and we can't move forward as a society and make the changes and adaptations that we need to unless we deeply understand this issue. So we actually see that as a real positive and part of what we're doing. But at the same time, you know, plucking out a snowstorm in the US or a flood in Queensland or a cold day somewhere and trying to use that to explain away some of these long-term trends, of course, we know is not the right way to do it. I think I look at it in the same way. If you look at someone's bank balance and say the day after they got paid, gee, they're looking pretty good. And of course, you can never assess whether someone was in fact improving or deteriorating in their finances unless you actually looked at their balance over a year, over a few years, etc. So we can't use these small fluctuations, I think, to explain away some of these trends.
But are you concerned, I suppose, that some of the scientists who are doing this work on the front line, their observations and their work is being overshadowed by this political debate about whether or not climate change is even real?
Look, I think in this country we've got the Bureau of Meteorology, you know, with CSIRO, putting out our sort of statement, if you like, of our climate. We've been recording, and the Bureau's been recording our climate for over 100 years. Our records here are extremely robust. And of course, CSIRO is studying and researching and looking at those trends for over 50 years. So I think we're very blessed in this country to have some very, very robust data and very long-term. And this is really business as usual. The Bureau, of course, looking at this way before it became an issue, and CSIRO as well, studying and researching these issues way before they've been on the front page.
I know some of the scientists I've spoken to have said that they've actually become more of a target and under a lot of attack from a number of fronts of late, given the recent controversies and bits and mistakes from the IPCC and the UN's or the UN's chief science body. Are you hearing from any of your scientists that they're actually becoming the target of often quite personal attacks?
Look, I think as scientists, we actually are used to that whole process of challenge. I think every time our scientists put a paper in and reviewed, it's part of the way we end up at very robust conclusions. So we're sort of used to that in some respects. And I think it's very important to have our scientists out there and sharing what we're seeing and what we're observing, and also for people to have access to that information. Both the Bureau and CSIRO makes available to the public, to anyone, through their websites, our reports, our information. So I think that transparency is extremely important in helping at the organisational level. And, of course, our scientists are out there. And it's a matter of talking not just to our scientific community, but now, of course, we need to make sure those messages are clear to the people who are genuinely interested. So we welcome that challenge, and that's certainly the part of the way we do science.
Do you think the science of climate change hasn't been communicated well enough to get the sense or the message across?
I think it's a continuing journey. I think as today, as we share and as the Bureau shares almost every day, I think it's a continuing journey of showing these trends over long term. It's not a matter of yesterday or last season. It's a matter of being clear about what we're seeing through these decades. And we are seeing over each decade an increase in temperature. We are seeing the sea levels rise, and of course we are seeing changes in this country to where rainfall is. And on top of that, we're now observing what's happening in the oceans as well. So we've got a lot of information that's showing us what's happening.
Are you concerned generally that the climate sceptics are winning a debate and the public is certainly seeing that side more than the CSIRO or other scientific observations?
No, I think this challenge, as I said, is very much part of us coming to grips with a very complex issue. Whenever we've had a complex issue in the past, the scientists often observe that, you know, sometimes 50, 100 years before we start to get a popular understanding of that issue, and we share that issue, we share those observations, we share what's happening. And then, of course, before we can move on making fundamental changes as nations and around the globe, there is a stage we go through when we challenge. I mean, I'm sure you would remember even an issue such as women's rights. There was challenges even about the size of women's brains, I remember. So these issues do get challenged, and it means we come back and relook and look at how robust the information is. And I think on climate change, our information around the globe, and particularly in this country, is very robust.